This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I've been in the wedding industry a long time as a DJ. I didn't realize this was such a huge problem where at the last minute, an usher, a best man, a maid of honor, a bridesmaid goes rogue and disappears or just doesn't want to be a part of it anymore. And it puts the couple in a very difficult position.
You'd think, too, by a few days before the wedding, you've done all of the hard stuff. You already planned the bachelorette party. You already did
the
bridal shower.
You've spent
the money. You bought the dress. You know, you did all the things already. So why not go and have a good time now?
Well, sit back and listen to this slice of drama. What happened in your case?
Okay, so we actually had like a double whammy. My husband's best man dropped out about a month before the wedding, and we had to replace him with my father-in-law, my husband's dad.
Okay.
And my maid of honor said she couldn't fill the place of, like, I guess she couldn't perform the responsibilities a maid of honor is supposed to have, so I had to switch her with one of my bridesmaids.
Oh, God, 0 for 2.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And one more little piece of wedding drama in our text club. No one backed out, but the mother-in-law thought it would be a good idea to wear a white thigh-high clubbing dress with a choker necklace to the wedding.
No.
And the entire wedding was only 10 family and friends, so it ruined all of the photos.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. All right, hold on. One more story. Go ahead. What happened in your case?
All right. So I was the maid of honor at my best friend's wedding, and the guys went out golfing for the day for the bachelor party, so they were not going out at night, and us girls were. Well, we decided to make a pit stop on the way out at a local bar and found the guys there when we walked in. Well, next thing we know, the best man and the groom are in a fist fight at the bar, and the bride went over and beat the best man in the back of the head with her heel, screaming, my wedding photos, and yeah. So there was no best man or any of his family at the wedding.
Okay, well, I don't think we're going to beat that one. Hey, thank you.